平安。
God bless the speech.
愿神保守我今天的布道。
May God be glorified.
愿神得到的当得的荣耀。
Okay, I love this new technology. Hopefully it works.
这个新科技看的是不是能行啊？
So, title of this talk is God wants to partner with us. Or God wants to partner with you.
讲到的题目是神要与你同工。
So I usually don't put a whole lot of notes on the screen, but this time you have to pay close attention. Maybe because I'm disorganized, but hopefully because there's some important points.
我通常讲到是没有这么详细的这个笔记啊，这次我特别要注意给大家看一些详细的比较，我们能够专注来思想一下。
So we'll talk a little bit about Genesis 2, and then my other sources are from Matthew. Our small group has been going through Matthew, and so the theme, there's a lot of the same idea in there, so I'm pulling some of those out.
照同样的主题，有一些经文是从马太福音里面出自马太福音的，但是讲的同样的主题。
So here's our passage from Genesis 2, which you just read.
就是刚刚读过的《创世纪》的第二章的十九节。
So interestingly, the whole passage is about the story of Eve, right? Adam got a partner.
这段经文大家知道，主要讲述的是这是亚当夏娃。
But in
亚当是没有还没有一个伙伴。
But in the story, with one of the stories within the story, is this whole thing in verse 19, Adam named the animals. Right? Who knew that was part of getting a partner? But anyway, if you're lonely, name some animals.
这段十九节是这段经文中故事中的后面的故事，讲述当时神创造的各样的走兽啊。当时亚当感到很孤单，因为他没有一个同伴。
So in verse 19 says, out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, every bird of the sky, he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Pay attention, there's going to be a quiz. And whatever the man called the living creature, that was its name.
是说耶和华神用土造野地的各样走兽和空中的飞鸟都带到那人面前，叫他看他叫什么，那人怎样叫这活物呢？那就是他名字。
So I'm going to say something about this in terms of three areas. One is who is God. Two is evangelism, and three is science. Three maybe seem unconnected, but try to pay attention. So it's who is God, evangelism.And science.
So, 从三方面层面来讲，就是说神是谁是神是什么是谁第二讲的是这个宣教，第三讲这个科学观。
So, the first and most important thing that we should always ask ourselves when we're studying scripture, if you can think of one thing, this is what I thought of. The one most important thing.Is who is God?
在我们读经的时候，每天思考的重要问题就是谁是神呢？是我们的神呢？
And so theology is that question. That's a fancy word for the question, who is God?
这当然是一个神学的一个深奥的问题。
So we don't have the Chinese, so you'll have to translate that one. Okay, so here's some questions.
这是一系列的问题，我要这个。
So here, this part, I want to hear the answer.When you hear it,
okay, so, it's
not a big mystery question, these ones yet. Okay, who made the creatures?
谁创造了这活物呢?
God, right, okay. Who made the man?
谁创造了人呢?
God. Who named the creatures?
谁给这些活物名称呢?
Yeah, Adam or man, right? He named them.Who brought the creatures to the man?
谁将这些活物带到人面前呢?
God. Okay. Who and what? So these ones are a little tougher now. What was God's purpose in bringing the creatures to the man. Still easy.
神要将这些活物带到人面前是什么旨意啊？
Name them, right? That's what it says, right? If you go back, it says he brought them to the man to see what he would name them, right?
他把这些活物带到人面前，看人怎么给他起名字。
That's the answer. It's right in there. So, and what did God do with man's choices? I'll go back here. What did God do with the choice? Man named the animal, and then what did God do with that?
那么人给人动物起的名字，那么神要拿这些神给起名字，那就要做什么呢？
That's what he said. This whatever you whatever say you're the man. It's like whatever you called it, that's what it's going to be.
就是说你随便你要讲称呼他什么名字就什么。
So that's what God, that is what God did with the choices of man. Kind of interesting, actually.
当时神就是这样来对待啊。
Now you don't have to answer these ones, but think about it.
想想，不要回答，你可以想想。
Why did he do that?
神为什么要这样做？
Right? Was God too busy?
难道神是忙得不可开交，没法顾及了吗？
I have a business, you know. When I'm too busy, I hire somebody.
就像我一样做人那样，我要是忙得不可开交的时候，我
Is that what God is doing? He's like, oh man, I'm all worn out. I create all this universe and everything. I'm really tired.
我创造宇宙万物，我实在太忙了，就顾不了这些细节了。
And or he was out of creativity. You know, he's like, oh, I can't think of anything.
是神当时没有创造力了。
Or was he all used up? He was all tired.
难道他的能力已经用尽了吗？
Okay, we haven't answered those ones yet. But let's look at, you know, one good way to try to answer questions in the Bible is keep looking in the Bible.
如果仔细读圣经的话，我会找到很好答案。
So Matthew 16, a little bit long here. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for a soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with the glory of his Father and his angels and repay man according to his deeds. It was Matthew 16. And then further on it says, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him.A bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified, and Jesus came and touched them and said, Get up and do not be afraid.
马太福音十六章二十六节节里面说，人赚得了全世界，赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么买换生命呢？人只在他父的荣耀里，同着众圣徒者降临。那时候，我要将按照个人的行为报应个人。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没尝死味之前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰。暗的上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”说话之间，忽然有一朵明亮的云彩遮盖了他们。却有声音从云彩里说出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。门徒听见就伏伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣前来摸他们说，起来，不要害怕。
Okay, so does this sound, so this is Jesus trying to show the disciples who he is and who God is.
这是在耶稣向门徒显现谁是神呢？
So does this sound like a God who gets used up?
这里面是明明知道神并没有用尽他的能力。
Right, when the disciples really saw the true nature of Jesus, they fell on their face. He was so powerful and so amazing and so in control.
看到耶稣变相的时候，他们是看到有如此的能力，他们便伏在地。
So God is never used up. He is never out of ideas. He's always able. He's never asleep. God could name the animals if he wanted to.
神，我们知道我们的神是他的能力是用之不尽的，他是无所不知的，绝不可这个无计可施啊。神，他无所不知啊，也从不打盹，他可以给任何创被造之物取任何的名字。
So why, you know, so this is, why did God do this? And maybe I use the wrong word, I put submit, but God is at least partnering. He's listening to what Adam says. It's not that God is not in charge. Adam's not in charge, you know, God doesn't say, okay, I'm leaving, I'm dead, you know, I'm going. No, but he is in this way, he is allowing Adam to really, really be part of this creation. Not just a little bit, but a big part. Naming was very important, even more in those days.
我看这里啊，神让人亚当给动物起名字，好像是神是不是在这顺从了人呢？这个起名字是很大的事情啊，这很重要的，给所有的被造之物起名字。难道说神让人做主了吗
？So even though God is the creator of the universe, God is the same with us. God wants to listen to us.
神，我们知道神虽然创造万物的主，他是主宰，神也愿意听我们。
God wants to hear our thoughts and our opinions.
神愿意听到我们的所思所想。
And this, why is this? So my answer is, it's because he loves us.
为什么呢？为什么？因为神爱我们。
If you love someone, you listen to them.
如果是爱一个人的话，你肯定会认真的去聆听一个人的话。
So there's a way of thinking about God that says God never listens. It's only we listen to him. He never listens to us. That's a way of thinking about God, which is not true.
不要错误的认为神从来不听我们的话啊，是，但是我们只是想去努力听神的话是不对的，神也是听我们的，在听我们说。
Many religions, this is how God is portrayed.Right, he's way up there, has nothing. He will never, ever, really fundamentally change his thinking because we talk to him. But this is not the Bible God.
在许多宗教里边，因为神是高高在上，他不会在乎我们做什么，我们只怎么样跟他祈求，他不会改变自己。是圣经里神不是这样的。
The Bible from start to finish says God is a God who made us.Made us in his image, wants to hear us, wants to listen to us, and wants to see us grow and thrive and live.
圣经里从头到尾都是讲神是愿意听我们听我们所思所想，他是愿意让我们能够成长，并能够存活，并能够兴旺。
So we see, basically, this is what the Bible says. I mean, the Bible says God is love.
圣经里明白白说，神就是爱。
And if we find out, the more we find out who God is, the more we find out that He is love.
我们越发认识神更多，我们越发知道他是爱。
And He wants relationship with Adam, and He wants relationship with you and me.
他和当年的亚当要渴望建立的那一个美好的关系，也同样愿意与我们建立一个美好的关系。
This is.The one true God.
这是我们的真神。
It's the one who loves you.
那是那位最爱你的神。
And God is looking for relationships with us, partnership with us, and fellowship with us.
神在我们身上要找到关系，与他的关系，与他的同工，与他的团契。
You know, throughout Scripture, there's many words that are used for God, right? So, Savior, Father, Provider.
我们知道，对神的，我们是在我们的信仰生活中有许多的称呼，是我们的是我们的救主啊，是我们的天父。
These
是我们的Savior,
Savior, Father, Provider,
and Provider 我们的供应者啊。
For example, what are those words?
比如说我们比如说这些字是什么含义
？Those are not philosophy words.
那不是这个哲学的哲学的词汇。
Aristotle called God the unmoved mover.
亚里士多德说神是一个不这个不移动的移动者。
You know, the maybe the biggest mathematical result of some equation or something, right? That's God in philosophy.
一个一个公式的结果。
This is not your God.
这是不是我们的神。
The God of the Bible, he decided to tell us about himself using these words.
神，我们的神是用，要，永远是用他的话语告诉我们，他要我们知道的。
The rock, right?
那个是一把锁，那个 lock.
Where you can hide in him, you can stand on him. These are words that relate to you. They don't have any meaning without a connection with us, right? A father, the word father doesn't have any meaning unless there's a son.
我们知道这些字的是跟我们是有关联的啊。我们说天父，从天父怎么会没有爱所爱只是说爱的子呢？子民呢？像我们儿女。
He even describes himself as the lover.Of Israel, right?
他就是还称为是以色列的爱以色列的人，爱以色列的神。
This is God.
这是我们的神。
And God wants, so He wants a relationship, and He wants to give, right? He's bringing these animals to Adam. He's saying, "Here's your animals. Name them."
他不允许这个与我们寻求关系。他这样，他是一个赐予的神。他把所创造一切的活物带到亚当面前。给你了这些创造的活物都给你。
And he wants, again, he wants you to see you grow and live and thrive because he loves you.
因为他爱你，他愿意让我们成长让我们存活并兴旺。
And he cares about you individually. You know, it's not just like, it's not like, it's this theory. God is not a theory.
神不是一个是理论而已，他实在的爱每一个人。
If God was a theory, it was all of us are the same, right? We're just in relation to some theory.
如果说是看只是看理论上来讲神的话，神只是说爱我们一个人作为一个群体一个概念而已，是这样。
So no, God is individually relating to each one of us, and He wants us to be unique individual creatures that He has made unique.
神要我们每个人，他让我们每一个个人要跟我们建立个人的关系。让每个人都有自己的独特之处。
He says the hairs on your head are numbered, every one.
你的身上的多少头发，他都知道，有多少根头发，他都知道。
Okay, so that's who God is from this passage. Okay,
所以那时候，这是我们应该正确的态度来认识我们的神。
Switching gears, next topic, evangelism.
转换一个题目，下一个是宣教啊。
So.What does this passage have to do with telling the good news about God to other people?
那这段经文讲的是讲的什么这个福音继续关乎神与人的。
So just so again, the man that God brought the creatures to the man for the man to name them, participating in God's creation.
神将这些都活物带到人面前，让人给他们起名字。这是神要与人同工啊。
So we know that when it comes to evangelism, when telling other people about Christ, who does that? Us or God?
当我们来到人面前要宣教的时候，要他们给他们讲神是谁在做工啊？
Right, it's once again a partnership. It's really God who moves people. It's God who brings them to Himself. It's God who changes people's heart.
是神对与我们同工，是神在做工啊。他要把人带到他自己面前，让他归向认识他。
But in a mysterious way, we also are part of this process. When we tell people about God, when we preach the gospel, when we share the Scripture.We are also participating with this, like Adam was in naming the animals.
当我们传福音的时候，给不认识的人介绍神的时候，我们读跟他们一起读经的时候，我们实在是与神同工，整个在这个救赎过程中，我们是有份。
So if you look at Matthew 10, these 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, "As you go, preach, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received."Freely give.
耶稣差这十二个人去嘱咐他们说：“外邦的人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可在往以色列迷失的羊那里去，谁走谁传， 说天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们明白，你们明明的得，你们白白的得来，要白白的舍去。
So same question.
Was, 啊、
was Jesus too tired?
你说耶稣的那是实在是太劳累了吗？
Was Jesus worn out?
This, 耶稣是不是真的劳累了，过度了？
He didn't have any healing left.
没有任何医治能力了。
So once again, Jesus, you know, of course he had plenty left, right?
He, 我知道是耶稣啊，有许多的能力啊。
Jesus was not too weak to do it himself.
不是说没有能力不能自己做了。
But he partnered with these 12 people and sent them out to be him to other people.
他将这十二个人 拆派出去，是为他同工，实际上是他自己呀、啊，啊，这个十二个人是代替他，啊，是他的能力啊在做。
And not just to preach, but also to serve and to heal.
不只是传道，而且要服侍，要医治。
Not for money, but for the love of people and the love of God. So showing that love of God.That's in that process, right?
不是为了金钱，而是为了神的爱，神对人的爱。
Not alone, but with the instruction of God and the power of God.
不光是是神的教导而已，要用神的能力。
And watch this. Not with one single approach,
不只是一种手段，
but with a singular message adapted to the people where they are.
I'm sorry, missed the last.
Yeah, that's a tough one.So a singular message, but adapted to the people wherever they
were. 同一个问题啊，同一个信息，对不同的人有不同的说法啊。
Yeah.
讲述同一个信息。
So this is how this again. This is we're participating with God in a mysterious. We can't understand this.
这是一个奥秘啊，我们与神同工啊，就是这样一个实在是一个奥秘。
Okay, God is
同样的信息可以用不同的方式传给人。
God is the creator.There's nothing missing, but still we participate with him.
神是创造者，他没有并没有不能说没有找不到，无所找不到，但是他事事与我们同工啊。
Okay, now I've got three categories of people that need to receive the message just to help us understand, maybe.
下面我要讲有三种类型的人啊，他需要传福音给他们。
Hopefully this, I believe this is with biblical understanding, but I made up these three categories, okay?
那边就是这个在神学里啊，圣经里面所描述的这三种人啊。
So the first kind of person
选择对象
is probably the majority of people in the world.
第一种类型可能是众多的人。
And they are darkened, unspiritual, kind of dead to anything spiritual reality.
第一种是处于黑暗中的人，从黑暗中。他们是没有信仰的啊，没有不存在，就是为无神者、无神论者，需要觉醒。
And most religious teachers, even outside of Christianity, would say this: that most people are kind of ignorant, not really woke up to spiritual truths.
不光是基督教，其他宗教也是一样，有很世上很许多的人呐，他们没有精神生活啊，没有信仰啊。
This is.Plato's people in a cave, kind of dark, looking at shadows. That's what Plato would say, but we won't go into that.
这是柏拉图，他是《理想国》好像是 Republic, right? Book.
Yeah.
讲的是就说我们知道哲学里面柏拉图说两种对立的观点，一个是这个客观的存在实体与人对客观实在的认识通常是有冲突。作为这个活在洞穴里的人，作为洞穴比喻，活在洞穴的人对世界、对外面的世界理解只是那么一点点，对吧？他们局限于他们所生存的一个环境，那四堵墙里面范围内。
So what? How do you approach this kind of person?
我们怎么样来去接近这样这些人，就可以为他们传福音呢？
Well, you because sometimes you go to this kind of person, you bring them a bunch of Bible and a whole bunch of Bible verses, and they just makes it worse. They just kind of like reject you, right? They're not interested because they're dark. They don't that whole world is foreign to them. They don't want it in any part of it.
对那些真的 神属地为他们讲他们活在的黑暗世界里面的时候，你们将一堆的这个圣经和经节就给他留在他那里了，有什么用处呢？有的时候是不一定能够马上会有果效的。
So my advice is with those folks, use small doses of things. You know, plant seeds. These are where you plant those little seeds, but don't just be badgering them too much.
对，你把这些丢给他们，他们感到这个很大的压力，觉得这东西我们不认识，不需要。不妨可以用像药物一样，用少量剂量，把种子撒在他们的心里。
Now, oftentimes God will wake them up using something.
神时常你想象不到啊，神有的时候因为这撒播下的种子，可以在神的心里做工啊，有事情就奇妙的发生。
So maybe a sickness or a divorce or an illness that might temporarily wake them up to like, maybe there's something more important than just me and my job and whatever.
他们生活中也许他们会用了生病啦。这个离婚了，生活发生不幸的事情，那么开始回转，开始回想，开始这个思想回转警醒。
So I would say be connected with them. So when they wake up, you're there. Don't be so malodorous to them that they don't come to you when they need you, right? If you hit them too hard, maybe they won't trust you.And when it's time for God to wake them up, they were going to go to somebody else.
说不要逼得他们太厉害啊！我们时常啊，就是需要用神的智慧，来神的智慧，我们要与他建立联系，一定要建立联系。当他们稍微遇到问题的时，问到困难的时候，他们觉醒的时候，我们必须在场，啊，我们必须在他们生活中出现。
Didn't Jesus use healing like he?He didn't necessarily, everybody got healed, got really understood who Jesus was, right?
神当年在世的时候不也是一样用医治的能力啊来使这些人认识他罪行。
But use love, right? Love and care and be an example of loving to God.
要用这个我们要用这个要用智慧用这个sorry, I got lost.
yeah, use love and care.
用爱关爱啊，用爱。
Yeah, small doses.
就是我们做好的榜样啊，来让神的灵感动他们。
And Matthew 5, actually the Beatitudes, Matthew 5 is a good verses when thinking about these people.
马太福音第五章，这是一个很好的啊细节。
It is, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. With just the first verses.
马太福音第五章三节这边说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Or blessed five, number five, blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的有福了，因为他必承受地。
So these are, you know, these are opposite.Of what we generally think of, right? They're the very, very different than the usual.
这好像是似乎与人之常情是相矛盾的。
And so, if you're there with those kind of thoughts, if you're doing this, right? If you're doing Matthew 5, you're the opposite of the world.
你看，你想象，如果你做这里边所做的、这边讲的，你要是按这个来做的话，你与世界就是相反。
And when that person sees that, and maybe hears a little bit, but mostly sees it, that's when they might, oh, okay, there's something different. There's something more than just this world.
当这些人看到真正的认识到理解了这些话的话，他们会说，哦，实在是奇妙，这个世界以外还有真理存在。
Also, this starts with them, right? The spiritually darkened person is self-centered.Just thinking about themselves.
我们想象，我们知道啊，我们知道处在黑暗这些人，他们是以自我为中心。
Well, look at these verses, right? This starts with the person, right? The poor in spirit, the mourning, the gentle. Those are all you.
你实际上想一想，这些人的属性的虚心的人， 这个温柔的人，实际上我们身上也应该具备。
So it start that way. It kind of starts with them because that's what they're focused on.
他们，你要这样的话讲的话，他们很能切入，他们能够开始深入去理解、去认识。
So now the second group is the spiritual people. They have some sort of spiritual awakening, but they are subject to spiritual traps or spiritual darkness.
第二种人是他们对这个就对对这个有一定的信仰有一定的认识啊，甚至有一定的他们生活中也有一定的信仰内容存在，但依然处在黑暗中。
They don't see God as somebody who loves them. Maybe see
因为看到神是爱他们的神。
They may see God as random or capricious.
也许他们会看把神看作是一个这个随机性。存在的，或者是这个变化无常的这样一位神啊。
And they live in fear and live in this overwhelming duty.
他们或许生活在一直在生活在恐惧之中，或生活在一种最义务性的这种关系某种关系的这种感觉之中。
So I think, I don't know if anybody, some of you may have this kind of background, maybe worship ancestors or God, you know, other gods.
不知道在座有没有从过有这样的经历，就是说崇拜过祖先啊或其他的神这样的经历。
The one of the best pictures I have of this is from the Grand Palace in Thailand.
就我想起了在泰国宫殿里面的神像。
If you ever go, there's beautiful murals on the wall. It's amazing. They've restored them. It's just it's really wonderful.
有很多的这个看上去很美妙的这个壁画。
But it's a picture of a horrible theology.
但是你不知道，那些形象是一个很可怕的很糟糕、很可怕的一个神学里面的一个。
Has anybody been there? Anybody seen this? Nobody.You have. You've seen it. So on the bottom, like there's the whole walls, whole rooms full of this stuff. And on the bottom is the people. They're like really small little people trying to live their lives.
你要去那儿的话，看到上面墙壁上巨大的这个壁画，下面是很刻的小小的人物在下面，人在下面。
And in the back is these big gods running around. They look kind of mean, demon-looking gods.With various natures, kind of running around in the background, huge monsters, giants.
看到在这个壁画之后，有一位神的形象出来。这个神看着很恶，很可怕。
And the best you can do as a little human being is hope that nobody steps on you.
作为人，小小的人下面就希望没有什么巨人在上面踏，让他的脚踏了你身上。
They are random. They have moods.They do not listen to you.
And 他们是随机性的做神他们要做事情不见得是针对你的
And I've seen this all over the world. You know the gods that are not gods, they are not nice.
他们我走许多地方看到人们看到的所谓眼目中的心目中的神并不是什么神。
So we have this. So people are in that. There are people in traditional religions in that, and there's a resurgence of this in America. This is kind of same stuff wrapped in a nice package, but it is not nice inside.
这个是传统宗教里边我们所存在的。今天在美国这个国家很奇妙，有一些这些事，有这些现象，居然有复苏啊。
So. The answer for that, I think we got here. Oh yeah.
那么对于这问题，我们有什么回应？有什么答案
？Again, from Matthew 5, I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For He causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
马太福音第五章44节、45节这边有给我们的很好的答案，就是说。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告， 这样就可以做可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照歹人也照，照好人也照歹人啊，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And then, so what was it saying? Basically, the God of love, right? That it's the same thing I was just talking about. That God listens to you. God loves you. God cares about you. God is not random. God is not out there. He is good. And he is trying to reach you through his good gifts to you.
我们的神是爱的神，他不是说像可能世人想的，他是随机在外面存在，跟我毫无什么关系。他是愿意听我们的神，愿意知道我们的，让我们能够和他建立关系。
So when I find it, you know, when somebody is in this kind of trap, spiritual trap, oftentimes it's quite easy to reach them. I mean, you can get a whole village of people who are like, I'm glad to give up serving the tree God, you know, and sacrifice half my stuff every day, and come to the true God who loves me and sent his son Jesus Christ to die for me. If you can kind of get them to the place where they can understand the differences, this is the false God that I believe in, this is the real God of the Bible, there's no choice. It's so easy.
这些人啊，这是就是我们说一个网罗啊，就说我们这些这些人的确是我们需要去传福音的，把福音传给他们。他们呢，真是需要认识到啊，就是在他这个世界上还是有独一真神的存在，让他们使得能够感动，能把他这个生命中一半知道。献出来为来这个认识归向这样的神。
Now the modern person who has, you know, come in this recycled animism, you know, a new age, somebody who's they worship some feminine goddess, it's a protest to patriarchal Christianity and politics. That's a protest.So you have to be patient with those people and not hit them on the head.
他们这些人是陷入那种就是拜偶像、假神的这样一个生活传统之中。所以我们对待这些人呢，不要这个太过于这个强烈啊，慢慢的啊，用一点点啊，用爱，他们生活中跟他们建立关系来改变他们。
So anyway.Then the last kind of person is the what I call the who am, they have a who am I problem.
最后一种人呢是说这对自己产生疑问，我到底是谁啊？
These are either type one person or the type two person has, but they're really not in that. Their main thing is their issue that they're stuck in right now, right?
你填那种相对的这些人，他们是生活中陷入一种这个困境之中。
Their marriage is failing. They have, right now, we have this thing, gender and sexual identity issues. They're depressed.
现在我们看到有世上有许多的人这个婚姻的有失败，他们这个甚至连这个自己的性别都很难能确认，认定啊，那些患有这个忧郁等等一些问题。
So these folks, sometimes we think they're,because they're actually harder to deal with, right? It would be easier to have type one, doesn't care about anything, come and sit in church, say nothing, go home, right? That's easier. But it doesn't achieve anything, right? right? So it's better to have somebody like this, even though it's harder.
第一种人，我们感觉，我们对待第一种人好像更容易一点。他们虽然不信，他们还来教会，听完道又回家了，还照样过每天的日子。这些人对他们不进研究感觉哈，可这种人后面这种人是有时候比较对待起来是比较难一点。
So our job is to help them, love them, build bridges to them, and show them the God who cares about them.
是我们需要做的是帮助他们，他们出了困境中的时候帮助他们，要爱他们啊， 爱他们爱爱爱人啊，这个和他们建立这个桥梁的关系啊。
You know, and we don't have to agree with them, right? Maybe they have some issue, some political issue, some social thing that they believe in that is not true.
我们的也许我们不见得与他们要认同他们的思想观点啊，他们有任何的政治倾向的问观点、社会问题的这个观点，我们不见得与他们认同。
And it's okay, you know, you can disagree and have discussions, but remember the first and most important thing, right? Which is God loves them, and God, your job is to tell them the message of Jesus Christ.
这个我们不见得要同意他们的观点，哎，没可能与他们争辩，但我们需要传讲的信息，给他们的信息是，耶稣爱你们啊，耶稣爱啊所有的人。那这样的罪人，包括我们都是爱的。
So Matthew 11 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden." That's this group, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
啊，马太福音十一章二十八、二十三节说，凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来，我就使他们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必享得安息啊！因为我的轭是容易的，我的担是轻省。
Okay, I'm gonna move on to the last bit, the last application of this verse, which is the philosophy of science. And the reason I'm going to talk about this, again switching gears, the reason I'm going to talk about this is because Christians get stuck on this.issue.
这个第三个生活运用啊方面我要讲的是这个科学观世界观。
And people can stump you in their evangelism, when you're talking to people about Jesus and they bring up science and you don't know what to say.
时常我们传福音的时候 对方是把这个反驳回来用的是都是科学的东西。
So my argument here is Adam was the first scientist.
我们回答是
okay,
亚当就是人类第一个科学家。
So look, what is he doing? What is Adam doing?
亚当来做什么呢?
Adam is examining the animals.
亚当仔细这个仔细查看所有的被造的活物。
And he's labeling them.
把他们都每个都立了标签。
Right? He's defining them. He's discovering them. And he's naming them.
他们要定义给他们起做定义要给他们起名字。各从其类的名字。
Now was this after the fall of man and sin? Was this after that?
是在人堕落之前吗？
Is this Adam is sinfully doing this because he's proudly examining and declaring and saying, "God, you don't matter now. I'm naming the animals." No.
那亚当当时是在是作为一个罪人在查这个在查看这些被造活物。一种骄傲说哎我在这里边是做主的。
God called Adam to be the first scientist.
神呼召了亚当是做第一个人类的科学家。
Right? So, there's two things that we mess up when we think wrongly about. We're tempted to think wrongly. These are wrong ways of thinking.
有两大误区啊我们有两大这个错误啊时常这个发生。
When it comes to science,Okay, we can be fooled. We can be tricked.
我只可以陷入两个网络。
The first thing, the first way we can be tricked is the think. This is what the world tells us. Okay, you don't need God anymore. Now you have science.
这是今天世界所告诉我们，你不再需要什么神了，你们要相信科学。
If you need, if there is a place for church and for Christianity, it's just a little bit of comfort.And peace, but nothing real substantive. No substance to it. Okay, there's no truth in it really.
如果有什么地方你可以去教会，是为了得安慰、得平安啊。事实上，后面是并没有什么实质性的东西存在。
It's so proud, and so it's such nonsense. It's complete nonsense. You don't have to believe that. Okay, we've heard it so much.That we just kind of, it must be true. But it's nonsense. God made the first scientist. Hello.
这些谬论思想在说攻击我们信仰，说是这是都是谬论，都是没有不存在的啊，都是无知的现象啊，这是
So when we are discovering something, that's God is rejoicing when we discover that thing.
亚当做我们人类先祖的第一科学家，神非常喜悦啊，看到人能够发现他所创造的万物。
It's just every time, to me, it's just the proves the existence of God. Every time, if we haven't found a telescope big enough to find the end of the universe, right?
So we find that God's creation is
And we haven't found a microscope good enough that we could get, you know, to the smallest of the small. There's more, always new discoveries. To me, that's evidence of the amazingness that God has made this creation. And he allows us and even assigns us to discover it and name it.
在高倍的望远镜能看到神创造的最小的存在吗？最小植物吗？你能看到神的整个神所创造的宇宙的奇妙。
So unfortunately, Christians, because we hear this message over and over and over from the world that, oh, there's science now, we don't need God. We hear this message and we can't handle it anymore. We run away from science and go crawl in a hole somewhere and say, I don't want to hear all this research. No, I don't want to hear it. You know, that's what we do. Which is, we don't need to do that.
就说我们看到接触的这些科学理念以后就觉得啊，讲了一遍一遍啊，没完没了的这些道，对我们来说实在厌烦了。我们不需要了，那不是这样的。
That's an overreaction to the first problem, right? That's the inappropriate overreaction. The appropriate reaction is to join the scientists and say, "Wow, that's amazing. Let me discover some more stuff with you."
实际上我们反应第一种也是啊，这个是第一种反应相对的，就是我们。也对这个科学的东西呢，也不至于要排斥，通过认识科学的部分去认识科，用在里面能够更好更加的认识神。
So Matthew 11, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this was your well pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father.Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Son wills to reveal him.
马太福音十一章二十五、二十七说：“那时，耶稣说：‘父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事情向聪明通达的人藏起来，像婴儿就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。一切所有的都是我父交付我，除了父，没有人知道子。”除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
So this is Jesus showing the people that have, you know, proudly thought that they know it all. Whether Christians, like these are actually the religious group he's talking about, they proudly think they know it all. So the Christians can be in that problem, or the scientists who think they don't need God can have that problem.
你像像我们啊，和所谓的科只相信科学的人，就说我们知道这个这个我们人啊，就是知道宇宙的这个科学的创造里的背后的神啊，我们也知道我们像信仰里面，我们不排斥这科学的认识。
所以
只懂科学的人呢，也不要排斥我们。
So my point is don't be afraid when somebody brings up science. Oh, I don't believe in God. Science, you know this.It's not mutually exclusive. You don't have to convince them to never read their textbook again, okay? You can enjoy the science with them and rejoice in it. Don't argue with them, but point them to the God who made science. Show them Genesis 2.
不要这个太受世界人的这个骄傲啊，来这个彼此驳斥。我们对待这些人呢，要有尊重的态度。和他们一同啊，深入科学里边啊，去在科学里边去探讨神，不要彼此排斥。
So In summary, God loves you, and will you answer God's call and partner with God?
那么神爱你们啊，我们如何回应神对我们对神的呼召与神同工？
So if you're not a Christian yet, are you going to yield your life to God? You don't know everything about God, but this is a God who knows everything about you and loves you.
就是如果你还没有信主的话，这个对有要啊，这个时候是个很好的时机，要认识他。他啊，神你不认识神，是神认识你。
And for the spiritual person who won't submit to God or Scripture, do you trust yourself, or are you going to trust God who loves you and cares about you?
对那些我们知道熟懂得这个经文的，在有属灵生活的人，sorry, can you repeat that last part?
Will you trust yourself and your limitations, or the God who cares about you and knows you?
你要相信你自己的认识，你自己的局限，还是相信神呢？
And for the Christian who needs to follow what God is saying, including me, what are we running away from? You know, what God wants to partner with us, right? In an adventurous thing, might not be the least painful, but God wants to partner with us as Christians. Let's not run from Him, right? Let's do what He's asking us to do.
神是要与我们每个人同工的啊，不要这个躲避啊，这样的呼召，这样的呼召。
Yeah. All right, let's pray.
Yeah, let's go.
Lord, we do ask you to show us again and again how much you love us.
主啊，谢谢，实在是要主啊，你要明白你如此的爱我们。
Those and we want to partner with you as you want to partner with us.
你说你就如同你愿意我们同工一样，主啊，我们也愿意与你同工。
Open our eyes to who you are.
打开我们的眼睛，我们看到你，主啊，你是谁
？Open our eyes to those around us who need to hear your word from us。
主啊，要打开我们的眼睛，能看到周围的需要，能看帮助那些人，能够同样认识你。
And give us strength in standing up to the lies of the world, the lies of Satan。
主啊，能帮助我们，赐我们能力，能够就是面对，主啊，就是世界所有的谎言和谬论。
Thank you that you have made all, and you are never running out of energy, and you care about us.
感谢你创造了宇宙的万物一切，主啊，你从来没有，真是你能力从来没有穷尽，主啊，就是透过宇宙的万物，你就彰显的爱。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And thanks for the technology over here. It's great.
谢谢使用的科技。
好，下面是江德胜有一首回应的诗歌。
We're going to sing a song in response to the sermon.
我们一起用刚刚唱的第三首诗歌，一起来做我们的回应诗歌。我想到我们可以在主里面享受。他的爱，因为他先爱我们。一起来唱，我们来轻轻的把它唱两遍，好不好？来，
我敬拜。